Welcome to Maryland Solutions with Reverend Maryland, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Maryland as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Maryland.
Welcome to Maryland Solutions. We've been having a little difficulty this morning, but I think we've got everything connected and all going well. I'm so glad you're here with me today. And for our guest today is a special guest, John Van Auken, author and lecturer on the Edgar Cayce readings. We're so glad that he's here today. For those of you wanting to have a commercial on this program and have your message heard during the program and throughout the rest of the week on KLAY, please contact my new person, Sherry Bennett, to advise you. Call her at 253-863-3651 for a reasonable way to be heard on the air consistently. As a bonus, we'll produce your spot for free, so give her a call at 253-863-3651 and get your message out there. I also have some exciting news for people today that I was called by the IONS Association, and I'll be speaking in Seattle on September 7th in the afternoon. Their program starts at 1 o'clock, so that morning I'll be teaching at Discover U at Northgate, a class on Edgar Cayce, going that immediately following to IONS, which is the International Association for Near-Death Studies, and talking there. Hopefully, I will be able to do book signings after the talk. Roses Have Thorns is my book. And if you're interested, it is at the Catholic Services Center in Seattle at the corner of 23rd and Yesler up by Seattle University. So September 7th on your calendar is going to be a big day. Well, John, I do need to make an apology not only for this poor start this morning, but I left your introduction at home inadvertently. So to introduce you, you have so many wonderful, wonderful credentials and qualities and experiences that you've done and books you've written, and I don't have that information in front of me right now. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
It's not fine. I didn't realize I'd left it inadvertently at home. And here I am without it, but we are just so glad you're here. And you've been working with the Edgar Cayce material for many years now. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your background since I goofed so badly?
Well, it started was around 16 when I read my first book on the visions or insights that Edgar Cayce got from his deep attunement. And later when I was in college, the professor assigned us to write on a mystery. And my mother had shared with me the story of Bridie Murphy, which was a past life recollection of a lady who was hypnotized. And in that book, I saw where the author mentioned Edgar Cayce again, and it reminded me of him. So I went and I got a book on Cayce and wrote the paper on that mystery and got an A.
Good for you.
And from that point on, I just kept reading Cayce books. I really enjoyed his perspective on the soul and the mind and the body and life eternal and all. It was fascinating.
What led you to come to the ARE and work there?
Well, I guess the material interested me so much that I transferred. I had just finished the Navy, and in those days, you had to go in, and I had just finished the Navy and was going to college in northern Florida when I decided to transfer up to William & Mary here in Williamsburg, Virginia, near the Cayce Center in Virginia Beach. And I used to just come down on the weekends and meet everybody, and eventually I got a job there and just never left. Stayed there 30 years.
Well, that's a long-time job. That's a career. Oh, well, what brought you into the actual part of spiritual writing and lecturing?
Well, I guess after many years of studying and practicing and sharing with others, I decided I'd try to teach a little bit, and the ARE at that time had a afternoon free lecture, and people on their staff could practice speaking on various topics in the material. And so I did. I tried, and I did that for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote a book. The first book I wrote was Born Again and Again, How and Why Reincarnation Occurs. That was in 1984.
My. Well, that's one of the things I was going to talk to you about, is if you wanted to, some people have a misinformation or not correct information about what reincarnation is, that's not quite what I had in mind to start off with, but since you brought it up, why don't you share with us about that?
Well, I suppose the main thing the Western world doesn't appreciate about it is that actually your body and your outer self have not reincarnated. This is their first life and their one life to live. Your personality, your physical body's new, fresh. You get a good new start, and socialization and genetics do affect you a great deal. Yet, with you and in deeper levels of your own mind is a part of your bigger self, your soul self, that has been alive from way back since the creative forces first said, let there be light. And that spark of light has been traveling a very long time and lives forever, will travel forever. So the part that is temporary and that we identify so strongly with has no past life memories because it didn't reincarnate. It's new and fresh. But if you get in touch with a deeper level of yourself, what most of us would call the soul level, you will pick up on inklings of knowing without any connection as to how you could know that, or latent talents within you without any real connection of where you picked that up in this incarnation. Also, when you meet other people, you'll have a tendency to sense something deep about them and your relationship with them that'll be beyond anything that occurred in this life. And that's when you're tapping into the soul's experience, which is much bigger than one incarnation.
Well, I've had some of those experiences. I imagine some of our listeners have too, John. Mm-hmm. We want to give them the phone numbers where they can call, and if they have some questions about these things we're talking about today or something similar that they have questions or concerns about, call us at Pierce County, 253-584-1480. Pierce County, again, is 253-584-1480. You can call from King County toll-free, 253-804-5765, 253-804-5765 in King County. And we're just having a really interesting talk here with John Van Auken now that we finally got the ball rolling. And when you were at CPAC this summer, I'm sorry we didn't get you on earlier so that people could have known about it ahead of time, but you spoke about prophecies of our times, and I know a lot of people are interested in that kind of thing. Which ones do you feel are the most important prophecies, and what is their significance?
The most important, well, I guess the prophecies of the angel Gabriel to the prophet Daniel, even Jesus refers to those, so they're pretty significant, and basically those prophecies are answering Daniel's question of just how long all of this goes on. And Gabriel talks about the end of times, says that there will be a transition period, and after that there will be 1,000 years of Satan will be bound, as the Revelation says, and there will be a golden age in the earth of enlightenment and illumination and no evil, no temptation, a golden age for about 1,000 years. But leading up to that are many difficult tests and challenges and purges, as the Revelation would say. And some of the imagery associated with this is pretty frightening to most humans. When Edgar Casey looked at Gabriel's prophecies and the Revelation that picks up on those prophecies, he said that much of it is also occurring within each of us. Each of us is going through the great tribulation in our own lives, in breaking through certain limitations and barriers in our own minds and hearts. So this transition to a breakthrough age of enlightenment is also an internal process within each of us, but it is also an external one for the whole world. If you add Casey's perspective on this, he predicts that the Earth will actually go through many changes, physical changes such as pole shifts, the tectonic plate movements that will occur, and that much of the land will be different. The weather particularly will be different. I would say all of those combined, if you just keep in mind, though, they're all leading toward a wonderful new age. In fact, Jesus used the term, these are just the birth pains. And once the birth is delivered, all the tears are wiped away, and we get on with a wonderful new period of time of greater consciousness, greater illumination and lifestyle.
Do you feel that the turmoil that's going on in our political and geographical areas, you know, you talked about the geography too, is all part of what's bringing this to pass?
Yes, in some of the Marian apparitions that have occurred, there is the indication that in order to get into an age of no evil, we must address all the latent hatred, bitterness, unfinished issues within our own hearts and minds and within those of large groups, nations, religions toward one another. And so all of this has to come up and come out, and we have to get through it and resolve it in order for most of us to make it into this new era. So our hearts are light and clear of jealousies, hatreds, prejudices against other groups or peoples.
Well, that's one of the reasons I like to teach, is to help people clean out that channel and so they can have that hope and hang in there through the hard times. We'll be back just shortly with John after these messages. Don't go away, and we'll be talking more about the books he's written and the trips he leads to other countries. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're so glad you've tuned in today on this beautiful sunny day. Hope you're enjoying it. And while you do, you can listen to us on the air. And I would like to remind people that if you do want to sponsor this program, call Sherry Bennett at 253-863-3651. My class is filling up for the Edgar Cayce program at Discover You. And if you choose to attend on September 7th, for 3 hours, register ahead of time by using email, www.discoveryou.org, or calling them at 206-365-0400. And if you're in Seattle that day, remember in the afternoon I'll be speaking at the IONS Association and sharing my message at that time. So if you wish to reach me for counseling, my coming classes at Pierce College, readings from your angels, past life regressions, or to talk to those passed over, you can call me at 253-845-4907 or email me at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at Angelica's Gifts, one word, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A-S-G-I-F-T-S.com. And remember, my angel art is still available at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma at Freight House Square. So next time you stop by for that gift item for your friend or yourself, tell Crystal hello and thanks her for making them available. And my book is there also for you if you choose to get one from her. And I would like to thank the local ARE for their contribution and support of this program. They have been terrific. There are local study groups of the Edgar Cayce readings, which we're talking about today on the air. If anyone is interested in finding out more about Edgar Cayce and studying his work, you can contact me at 253-845-4907. And I also want to thank those that have emailed me with your messages about the show. I do really like hearing about what topics you want to have on the program and people that you're interested in having on the air. So I'm delighted when I get those emails. Keep calling me or those cards and letters, and we'll talk about how we can meet your needs on this program too. Well, John, we're just so glad you're here today. And you were started to talk about the Mother Mary prophecies as we had to go to commercial break. So what would you, is there something more you wanted to add about that?
Well, no, basically, as I said, there's an indication that she appears generally before groups of souls are going to meet some of their unseen but latent and powerful dislike or hatred or issues that they have with one another. So like she appeared in Yugoslavia before Yugoslavia turned into a battleground, and she appeared in Rwanda before those two tribes started attacking each other, asking everybody to pray hard because the issues were coming to the surface, ready or not. And all of this is in prelude to a period of time when all of these type of dark issues must be resolved in order for a soul to participate in the Golden Age.
Well, now, you've written quite a few books also, John, and maybe there's some which are your favorites you might want to talk about.
Wow. Well, we've just finished a series of ancient civilization books. As you know, in the Edgar Cayce material, he talked a lot about Atlantis, Lemuria, Mu, Oz, Og, Zu, even ancient Egypt and Maya. And we just finished a three-book series, the first one, The Lost Hall of Records, which deals with the Edgar Cayce's forgotten records of the Mayans. And then the second one was the Mound Builders, which was his records of ancient America and the pre-Indian cultures that built the mounds up and down the Mississippi River and the Ohio Valley.
Yeah, we had Dr. Little on our program earlier. It was a great program.
Oh, great. Good.
And what's your other one you were thinking about?
The last one we just came out with about 3 weeks ago, and it should be available now or very soon, and it's called Ancient South America, and it deals with the forgotten legends and records of South America and all the DNA discoveries that indicates where all these ancient peoples migrated from, and those migrations, curiously enough, indicate that there were two great groups in ancient times, one in the Pacific, which we would assume is Mu, or Lemuria, as some people call it, and one in the Atlantic, which, of course, is Atlantis.
Well, those are great books to have. How can people get hold of them, John?
Well, you can always call the ARE and order directly from them. They keep a supply, and that's an 800 number, 1-800-333-4499. It's easy to order anything from them. Or they should be in your local bookstores, especially if you have a New Age bookstore around or something of that nature.
Well, I think I saw the one about the Mound Builders in one of the Borders stores.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So they are out there and available.
Yes, uh-huh.
So that's good. And that was I enjoyed reading that book, by the way, John.
Good.
I found
good.
It fascinating. I even gave it to somebody for a birthday gift because they were involved with that kind of thing. In fact, you know Mac, and he likes that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so then you also do a lot of lecturing. What are your favorite lectures, and do you have any coming up?
Well, yes, I lecture a lot. I'm on the road a lot, and I guess the topic that everybody's calling for is prophecies of our times. A lot of people are very interested in looking at all the various prophecies from the angel Gabriel and Nostradamus and the Revelation and the apparitions and also Edgar Cayce and various other visionaries throughout the ages that have seen the future and identified certain stages or events. And so that's a pretty popular one I've been doing a lot of. Of course, I still do the ancient Mayan and Egyptian mysticism and with all the beautiful slides. And we do some ceremonies whenever I do a workshop or retreat on those.
Well, if people are interested in having you come to their areas, how would they reach you?
Same thing. Call the Association for Research and Enlightenment, the ARE, at that toll-free number.
You want to give it to them again?
Yeah, it's 1-800-333-4499. And they'll be happy to send you out programs in your area or at the headquarters. You can also go on the website, which is www.edgarcayce.org. And Cayce is spelled in the French style, C-A-Y-C-E, EdgarCayce.org, O-R-G. And they have them all listed there, where all the programs are and who's doing them, not just mine, but everybody that's working for the association.
Well, that's great to know, because people are interested, and you'd be surprised. They do travel to meetings like this. I know I've been to Virginia Beach to hear lectures and workshops and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So people do get around more than we realize sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also have a newsletter that I'm finding really fascinating. I really love it. Personal Spirituality. What can you tell us about that?
Well, anyone who joins the Association for Research and Enlightenment is allowed to select from 3 monthly membership newsletters. They all receive the magazine Venture Inward with their membership, but they get to pick from 1 of 3 topics, and one of them is personal spirituality, which I write. The other is ancient mysteries, which Doctors Greg and Laura Little write. And the third one is true health, which is that holistic health approach that Casey was so famous for, and that's written by an excellent student of the Casey Health Readings, David McMillan. And it's if you call or go on the website, you'll see the 3 choices, and you pick one and try it for a while, and you can pick another and change, you know. Or if you want more, you can actually get one free with your membership and then subscribe to the others.
Well, that's great news. So you can actually get more than just yours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's good news for people that are interested in this kind of information.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You lead a lot of tours to spiritual places. In fact, I've been with you on several.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell everybody about your Egypt trip? I think that is so special.
Well, yes, when times are peaceful and calm, ARE does tours to Egypt that are pretty fascinating. We tour all of the wonderful sites in Egypt, and the great thing about Egypt is the sites are in such good shape. It's not like we're some other spots in the world where they show you a foundation and say, there it was. In Egypt, it is there. That temple is still there. That pyramid, that sacred altar, it's still there. It's fascinating to see them in such good shape. And so we tour from Giza all the way down to Aswan and see all of the wonderful temples, monuments, and pyramids. A fascinating tour. I'm leading one to the apparitional sites in Portugal, Spain, and France here next month, and that should be a real exciting tour, a prayerful, inspirational tour through those special places of Fatima, Garabandal, and Lourdes in France.
Well, I'm looking forward to that trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And you took us down to the Shrine of Guadalupe. We can talk about the pyramids down there when we come back from this message. Stay tuned. Don't go away. And you'll hear something that you've just been very curious about. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a rousing talk here with John Van Auken of the ARE fame and Edgar Casey Readings. He's a very knowledgeable person, puts on a tremendous workshop, leads wonderful trips, and I went with him to Mexico this last spring and saw the Shrine of Guadalupe and the pyramids down there. John, when we were down there, are the pyramids, they seem to have a different significance in Mexico as the ones in Egypt. Is there a difference?
Yes, it's curious. The Central and South American pyramids have a great external function, and the Egyptian pyramids have an internal one. They do have external ceremonies, of course, but you don't climb the pyramid from the outside. You actually enter it and go into inner chambers in Egypt. But in the Central and South American pyramids, you actually climb outside, though there are inner chambers, and they certainly use them for certain sacramental ceremonies. The thing I've noticed, if you look at the mysticism of the Mayans, Aztecs, and Toltecs, even if you go over to Asia and look at the mysticism, the ancient mysticism of the Asians, you'll notice they deal a lot more with the shadow side of our nature than the Egyptians, which are dealing much more with idealism of the ultimate, most beautiful, refined self. Whereas the Mayans and others in that area, they really do deal a lot with the shadow, the dark side, and the unseen side, the latent, that's jumps up at us occasionally. And I think their temples reflect a lot of that.
Why do you think that is?
Why do I think that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, why do they deal the more with the dark side?
I believe that when the descent of the spiritual, angelic, godly entities from the heavenly realms entered into this dimension many billions of years ago, that they saw the duality of this world, and that's why we find so much teaching in the classical literature going way back about the yin and yang, and therefore part of the world's cultures focused a great deal on understanding the yin, and other parts of the world on the yang. And so you do have an east and a west, and the east tends to be more internal, more dealing with the inner, the hidden, and the west more with the external, the active, the dynamic, the present. Though they're all blending now, that's for sure. Both sides of the world seem to be coming one again.
Yeah, I find that myself. And I think it's a great thing that it is happening. I think we're becoming more into that unity of, mm-hmm. of inside and outside, more who you see is what you get kind of thing.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, I heard you say recently that you tend to write a couple books a year. That's pretty prolific. What are you working on right now?
It's hard, yeah. Let's see. I'm working on a book for the ARE Press called The Hidden Teachings of Jesus, and it deals with some of the teachings that most ministers don't want to talk about.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, it's interesting that when Nicodemus snuck away one night and asked Jesus for the teachings, he gave him three teachings, but most ministers will only talk about one of them, which is you must be born again, or born anew, or born a second time. And he explains that we've been born physically, but we must give birth to our spiritual self. But they don't focus on the other two teachings, which is no one ascends to heaven but he or she who first descended from it, which indicates that there's a part of you that came down from heaven before this incarnation started and will ascend back up there. And the second one is, as Moses raised the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up to eternal life. And when you look into that more deeply, you find out that it has a lot to do with the Kundalini energy of raising your vibration so that you can actually ascend the mount and get in closer contact with God, as Moses said, face to face. And those sort of mystery teachings, not too many ministers deal with, and of course the book deals with all of those. Those are just a few of them.
And you mentioned you had another book that you were
working on? Yeah, I'm writing a book on electromagnetic patterns of our human bodies and sacred sites and how those ancient sites were arranged around the electromagnetic energies, and that many of the Mayan temples actually used magnetism to help create an altered state of consciousness. And we talked about that a little bit in the Lost Hall of Records, but this book will be dealing with, in more depth, with the electromagnetic energy of our bodies and the planet we live on and how to understand the effects that has upon us physically, mentally, and spiritually.
So are you saying that by raising our vibrations, we can become healthier?
Oh, yes. Healthier, live longer, be much more perceptive, even beyond what we normally think of our five senses. We can pick up much more. We actually live in a spectrum of reality that's very small slice of the ultimate universal life forces, and that spectrum is pretty much the light spectrum, and that's all we pretty much live in, when we could actually pick up a lot more sensitivity. I think Edgar Cayce reflects that when you see how he could pick up so much more than most of us do. For himself, even as a little boy, he saw auras all the time and thought the rest of us did. He didn't know only a few people see auras. He heard thoughts and knew what people were thinking and feeling all the time. He thought everybody else was doing that too, until later when he learned that no, most of us were not doing that.
Well, I had a funny experience in that regard. I was writing an article, and the writing instructor that I was working under said, "Marilyn, you can't write that down. You don't know what other people are thinking." And I didn't have the heart to tell her, yes, I do. I shouldn't say that on the air. People won't want to say anything around me. But I don't do that all the time, but I can pick up on it. And yeah. I was seeing auras before I knew that's what they were called, before I got into into spirituality. And for a long time, I just thought this person had this halo. And he says, "What are you talking about?" You know, but he was a very, very intensely oriented spiritual person, and it was definitely emanating. And I don't see the auras all the time either, but some are very, very clear.
Yeah, yeah. Edgar's longtime secretary, Gladys Turner, told me one time that some Monday morning she'd sneak around and go into her office the back way, because you couldn't go by Edgar Cayce without him knowing what you had been doing or thinking. And she said sometimes it was just none of his business.
I love it. I'd heard that, but that's terrific. You know, it shows that he was a pretty human person, you know, keeping on top of what other people are doing in their lives.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear about. Some of Edgar Cayce's stories show that he was actually a very humble person.
Yes,
And I don't know if you've came across some stories that would share that, but I've often was very fascinated in the book by Sidney Kirkpatrick about how he constantly questioned his abilities.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of self-doubt. A lot of self-doubt.
Was that mostly because he was so church-oriented that it went not necessarily consistently with what his beliefs were?
Right, exactly. He had a deep conflict between his basically Southern Christian upbringing and beliefs and this sort of universal consciousness that he was able to connect with, that seemed to include all cultures, all religions, all people. Was very difficult for him. He wrestled with that most of his life. But his son told me in the latter days of his life, he really had found peace with that, and he came to believe it to be true, and he was more relaxed about it. So much of what Sidney wrote about were in the first 20 or 30 years of his life, where he did wrestle a great deal with it.
Well, I'm glad that he came to peace with it, because that's important in our lives, to accept what really is there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it isn't always socially correct or politically correct, as we say today.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you've probably had some pretty unusual experiences in your going out and talking to people and writing and whatever. Have you had some interesting experiences that you might want to share with us?
Oh, when I've been at various sacred sites, I've had unusual experiences occur to me, and sometimes when I'm with certain people, I'll pick up on things. I'm nowhere near the psychic level that Cayce was. I have to actually work at it using meditation, and if I'm steady with my meditations and do them fairly well and fairly deeply, then it all gets to be more comfortable and natural. And sometimes when I'm at a ancient site, I'll have an experience that it's like a flashback or an insight into what they were doing here and why, and even sometimes who was doing it, especially if those who's happen to be walking in the tour group with me as reincarnated personalities today. And dreams have been very helpful for me. You know, Cayce was very strong in us learning how to work more with our dreams and become more aware of them and understand them. And I certainly found dreams to be a great source of otherworldly experience, breaking out of just earthly experience and realizing other dimensions, other levels of perception. So dreams have been very helpful for me.
Well, I'm finding that too. It's really interesting. When we were in Egypt together at the Temple of Isis, I went behind the temple. I actually didn't go in it. I want to go back with you again someday and actually get inside.
Uh-huh.
But I did have one of those experiences you just talked about. I found myself in a past life as a young boy, about 11 years old, with a net chasing white butterflies. And my family being there in that day and age with me. And it was like I just for a short time was back in that age period again,
uh-huh.
only as a young child. And it was
yeah.
At first I thought, what is going on here? And later I gradually, through more being around people like you, have come to accept it and understand it. But at the time it really surprised me because I was not expecting it at all.
Yeah.
But those things can happen. I found myself, and you were talking about dreams and whatever, finding myself in situations where did this come from, you know? And
yeah.
it's not something that normally would pop in out of what people typically would think of as dreams.
That's right.
And you say, well, in fact, I was meditating in a Search for God group when at the end of the two-hour study session and found myself in a lifetime with Jesus. And, you know, those things were the beginnings of my seeing more and more of what you talk about and deal with and
mm-hmm.
and opening my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have a little time yet if people are still interested in calling in. We do have the phone lines open. There's no reason why you can't call 253-584-1480. And in King County, toll-free, 253-804-5765. We still have time for your calls, and we'll be back with John after these messages, so don't go away. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a really interesting talk today with John Van Auken, author of several books that he's been talking about today, and also leader of many wonderful spiritual tours throughout the world, of which I've fortunately been able to go on some with him. And I want to remind people that next week when you tune in, we are going to have a real treat. The Olalla Recovery Center's program is going to be on again. That particular CD and tape of that show has been extremely popular with people buying programs to keep for their information or to give as gifts. That one has been the most in demand. We do have problems with methamphetamine recovery, and if you know of somebody or know of somebody that would be interested in this show, be sure and have them tune in next week and hear people in recovery from methamphetamine. And they can get copies of that program themselves, or you can get them if you choose also. And if you want to register for my classes on holistic health, meditation, or past lives that will be held at Pierce College this September and October, call them at 253-964-6616. Or you can reach me if you have any questions about the classes at 253-845-4907. The weeks to come, we're going to be having Arlene Arnold and her color cards. People like to have their colors read. And we will be having Kevin Tadashi on again with Soulmates. And Dr. Cherie Moore will be back on domestic violence. So we have a lot of exciting programs coming along. I tuned in the news this morning and heard about another child kidnapping. We will be having Chuck Baker. I'm sorry, that was the wrong name for that part of it. But Chuck Baker will be on sharing stories about Princess Diana. But we do have a person, John Marshall, who I meant to say, will help people find out how to protect your child from kidnapping. And that's coming up in October. So we have lots of shows in store for you. See, just we would like to know that you're hearing the things that you want to hear. John, we have some time yet, and I know that people are always interested in the fountain of youth, and you speak on rejuvenation of the body. Is that the same thing?
Yes, I guess so. I wrote a book on Edgar Cayce's insights into rejuvenation of the body, and he had some fascinating ones with some very interesting perspectives. according to his vision of our situation, there really is no reason for a physical body to age, which I find particularly curious. Having now reached a point of aging is a very big deal in my life.
Me too.
Yeah. Basically, he was talking about one of the easiest ways for us to reduce the aging process is for us to let go of the things that have aged us. We tend to hold on to these things, and they do wear on our bodies. And if we could just get a little lighter heart and just forgive and forget and let go of those things, our bodies would not run with such a heavy burden on them of the emotion and the psychological weight of those memories or disappointments or unfulfilled dreams. Just release and let go, and the body will feel a lot better.
Well, I can speak from my experience that I've done a lot of work in that area, John. My life has been pretty traumatic in the past, but today it's just like a little bit of heaven on earth. And I know that my classes in counseling are based in what you're talking in, and I think that people should know that, you know, we don't have to grow old and wrinkled as badly as maybe some people. We can have more youth in our lives.
Uh-huh. That's very true. That's very true. In one of Casey's readings, they were called readings because he felt like he was actually looking at what the Hindus call the Akashic Record, and he was actually reading that record. And so they got nicknamed readings as he was viewing the situation. But when it came to rejuvenation of the body, he taught that with the proper assimilation of the nutrients necessary for the cells and organs of the body to function, and the proper elimination of toxins produced by metabolism in life, one should be able to keep the machine running very well for as long as the mind and heart want to stay here and keep actively involved in life. Even if you do the ideal things, you may actually find that this life has reached a certain point at which your soul seems to be looking elsewhere. But let's assume that that's not the case. Then with the proper assimilation of nutrients and elimination of toxins, the body should keep functioning very well.
Well, I think that's great that people can know that this information is available. Now, what was the name of that book?
Edgar Casey on the Rejuvenation of the Body. And it's available through the ARE also, or even in your bookstore. You can just call the ARE and ask them for it, 1-800-333-4499.
Well, that's good news that people are always looking for ways to not have to have that plastic surgery. I think this is a much more natural way to take care of that situation.
Yes.
You call yourself a mystic in the Spiritual Breakthrough book.
Yes.
And I thought you might describe the difference between a mystic and a psychic to us.
Well, a psychic is dealing with the forces of the sixth sense and the subtle energies that are going on in both thought and vibration. And picking up on those, a mystic is attempting to have a direct experience with God and to try to see God in everything in life, and that every individual is a little cell in that great creator's being, infinite universal being. And so that's a little more of a mystical view of it. Whereas a psychic, even though they're picking up on all of that oneness and the vibrations, don't necessarily have to have that attitude or that perspective. They're just picking up on the energies that are going on.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I'm sure with all the psychics that are out there today, people are real curious to know which ones are legit. Do you have any suggestion in that area?
Well, the Association for Research Enlightenment has spent years researching psychics. And Every year we put on a major program on psychic development, and we have lots of the psychics who have been trained and studied and tested by the association there. It is very difficult. Some people are very gifted at certain sort of psychic abilities, such as health readings. Others are good at seeing what you're dealing with and what your near-term future is. Others are good at your past lives, but it's rare to find one that's good at all those things. You have to really test a little bit. You have to discern the spirits and test. Try things out. The greatest psychic you want is the one that's within you, because if you can awaken that one, then you've actually made a great step forward in your own soul growth. And so that's a very important step. But from time to time, we all need help from other souls. And so you just have to evaluate them, get a sense of whether what they're saying rings true in your heart or not, ask others, have they really been helpful to them, and then weigh it and see if you can apply it in your own life, what guidance they give you. But keep trying to awaken your inner psychic abilities, because that's really helpful for your ultimate soul growth.
I think that's great advice. I found out through a lot of meditation that gradually psychic ability started to appear.
Yes, that's true.
I didn't.
All of us can develop it again or awaken it. It's latent within us.
I never ever planned on doing some of the things I'm doing today. They just started happening through my deep meditations. Gradually things were occurring that I didn't know where they came from, but I was able to handle things in that vein that were new to me.
Uh-huh.
And it was real exciting. I find it real exciting.
Yeah.
We are so glad you were here today, John.
I want to
thank you so much. You were just wonderful.
You're welcome.
And I know my listeners heard lots of terrific information, and you answered some of their questions, I'm sure. So thanks again for your revealing and helpful knowledge, and we sure appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Marilyn.
And we'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
And have a great day down in Virginia Beach.
I will.
Thank you very much. Thanks for appearing, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to remind you, if you wish to reach me for counseling, classes, readings, call me at 253-845-4907. And we'll have a great day in the sun yourself. Go out there and enjoy. And stay tuned next Wednesday for the methamphetamine recovery program. We'll talk to you later. Don't go away, but have fun. And just stay around and enjoy the show each Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Marilyn Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Marilyn Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.